Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10, the 17th of December now. 8 sleeps to go. It is currently raining in Dublin, also Kerry, most of the West, half of the Midlands from what I can see on the rainfall radar online at met.ie. But keep your head anyway and mind how you go. We're open for the chats in all the usual places. On the WhatsApp, that's 087 032 32 32 and on the text 51551. You can also email oliver at rte.ie. Yes, how the hell are yous doing this morning? We are bringing you to places that you wouldn't normally go today, for sure, because we have a fella coming into us from the world of private investigation, which is a trade happening in Ireland all of the time, whether you knew it or not. And our guest has been doing it since the 1970s, and it's quite a serious job. So we're looking forward to talking to him. And a woman driving possibly maybe one day in Formula One. And by the way, can you believe there hasn't been a female driver in F1 since 1992? That's ancient history in that sport. So we're going to talk to a young Clare woman who is setting out to become the next, because after all, they are just cars, aren't they? There's no reason why it can't be a sport where men and women compete equally, just as they do in horse racing, equestrian and so on. And she's a bit of a genius too, this woman. So we'll tell you more later and we learn all from her. 51551 for your texts as well. Now, following on from our discussions yesterday, we were seeking cultural works that kind of give us the Irish Christmas story or traditional Irish fare in words or a film and so on. The Museum of Literature Ireland in Dublin, we found out that they've got a brand new collection of Christmas ghost stories from Ireland, and it's called A Visit from the Banshee. In fact, we've been talking really recently about how the Banshee is very cool again in children's stories and so on. So this is for the grown-ups, and it's a brilliant title, A Visit from the Banshee, that kind of conjures up the right mood, the spooks that you want for this time of the year. We love the sound of it. So here's how they pitch the book. An old woman wails at the window of a fisherman's widow. A prisoner in Kilmainham jail is visited by a long-dead inmate of his cell. A red cloak portends a family's future in a remote village, and a black taxi speeds towards terror in wartime London. In A Visit from the Banshee, phantoms, demons and other such unwelcome visitors haunt the best of Ireland's supernatural fiction, with lots of seasonal turns along the way. So what happened is, apparently digital humanities researchers unearthed this Irish Christmas ghost story tradition that had nearly vanished from view. So it's a collaboration between the UCD Centre for Cultural Analytics and the Insight Research Ireland Centre. And they've been finding, you know, writers from Victorian eras and so on of the Christmas ghost stories that used to be rampantly told around the fires in Ireland and whose works were buried by time, nearly gone forever. Recovered stories are collected together now here at last by Sheridan Le Fanu, Elizabeth Bowen, Charlotte Riddle, and they've merged them with current writers like Onda Vardoon, who we've spoken to here before, Malatu Uka Okori and Eilish Niduvna. So A Visit from the Banshee, it's a lovely hardback book in deep red for the season and also for the content as well. And that's available on molly.ie or moli.ie, as in the Museum of Literature Ireland. And I think the British Library was involved in kind of the database and researching and finding all these lost treasures. And by the way, also for more Irish festive fun, the RTE Player has a whole section dedicated now. It's literally called It's Christmas, and they have content for these shores for the season. Irish episodes of crack with tinsels and baubles upon them. The Young Offenders, yes please, and there's new stuff as well I see in the guide coming out for Christmas. Father Ted, of course, will be on somewhere as well. And all the rest Christmas recipe shows from Nevin Maguire, Mark Mariarty and Rory O'Connell, they're all there as well, going back the years. The Two Johnnies, Pat Short's clip shows, the Hardy Bucks had a Christmas special once upon a time. There's a lovely documentary on Damien Dempsey about his Christmas concerts and how that has become a kind of traditional rite for many people every year, which are actually going on this week in Vicar Street. But that documentary was shot, I think, 2 years ago, and it's on the Player. Mrs. Brown's Boys of many annuals that are in there as well. The Fairy Tale of New York, which is a documentary about that song and Shane McGowan. And there are Republic of Telly comedy Christmas specials there as well. So tons to enjoy, to get you into the Irish spirit of things. We're also we're digging in as well, and later in the week we'll bring you some old classics that we're listening to. I'm having a great crack. There's a song I hadn't heard since I was a child, 1987, but I'll tell you about it another day. The decluttering has begun, as I say. What did I say? Is it eight sleeps to go? Decluttering your home for Christmas, washing down walls, washing your skirting boards and everything. There are various recommendations. We've come across one of the Guardian of how to declutter your home, and they're saying the number one rule is to start in the kitchen, which might be the first place that springs to mind because it's just stuff to be done there all the time. But it's a place you're most likely to need the space that's going to arrive when you do the big shop that you're currently dreading and still planning and going, will I do the 23rd, 22nd? So anyway, the advice is start with the food cupboards. Find things that have been sitting there for a while. That's everyone's cupboard in the world, isn't it? And start making things to use them up. That's the best form of decluttering you can do. You can apparently use your dried fruit and nuts and the dregs from your drinks cupboard, if you're that way inclined. Turn it into minced meat. Biscuits and cakes that came back from holidays in the summer could be used in desserts. And tinned fruit can be made into a compote or a crumble. To use them. Thinking of Rory O'Connell now. He's in my head since you mentioned that. Some crumble. And the next place then after that is the spare room or wherever the guests are going to stay over the break. Other tips include getting the kids involved if you have children, because it's a good way to teach them that you don't need all of this stuff and give them a little pile to sort out on their own, and they'll find great responsibility, and it'll also distract them during the piddly excitement that is this time of the year. Fortunate description. Also donating to charity. Food banks will take food that's in date and unopened, jars and tins and all that sort of stuff. Take with you when you shop. Lots of shops have recycling schemes, and they do have boxes, don't they, for food donations in a lot of supermarkets as well. Offer to the neighbours. Now, because it's the Guardian, maybe that is okay when you go door to door in a very pleasant neighbourhood, straight from the holiday movie or something, some Cotswold village. But there are WhatsApp groups, residents committees, and going, does anyone want this thing? I'm going to get rid of it and take pictures and have it measured as well. In lots of kind of estates, there are WhatsApp groups to give things away and recycle and upcycle and all that jazz. Avoid recluttering. Now, that's the rule you'll break all the time, because the minute there's a clear space, you go, oh, do you know what? I have stuff for that empty press, and away you go. And they don't mention, by the way, the freezer, which has to be decluttered now, of course. What with all the stuff in there, you take all the frostbitten food out, all the things that are ruined that you've taken out, you've touched, you've looked at and said, that'll have another go. We'll give it, I know the edge of the bread is now singed with the frostbite, but it has to go now. Clear it out. Some of that is good for the birds, by the way. Some of that old bread and bits and pieces from your freezer, but not any kind of semi-cooked food, because that attracts creatures you don't want anywhere near the place. You're clearing out the fridge, freezer, all the drawers, because you need room for peas and the bags of ice and desserts and that sort of malarkey this time of the year. You really do. Carry On is a new Netflix movie which came out at the weekend. It is currently number one watched movie on Netflix in Ireland. What's it about? It's a new action film starring Taron Egerton. Is it Egerton or Edgerton? I never know. He's the fellow who was Elton John in Rocket Man. Great film, by the way. And Jason Bateman is the villain. And so it's set... it's an airport security officer, that's Taron, that's Elton John, the situation, at Los Angeles Airport, racing to outsmart a mysterious traveller who's forced him to let a dangerous item slip through onto a Christmas Eve flight. Cue action, hero and festive kind of vibes going on, as if you hadn't seen Die Hard 2, and it's for all of the people who don't know that they don't realise that Carry On is the name of about 31 raunchy comedy movies about knickers and double entendres from the 1960s. But it's catching people's attention nonetheless, because this song opens the movie, and it's from the one and only fella himself. 51551 for all your texts. Play a demo for all the fans heading this week. We played some demo last week. It's a religious experience, says D in Dublin. Well, D, enjoy yourself. We played some demo this morning. It's all about... The Boss.